CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To the surface of the planet Mars with Bob Zimmerman, who is celebrating the 12th anniversary of the founding of Behind the Black, his website. Your donations, your subscriptions are very generous over the years, and we seek them again because to sustain this story requires Bob to pay attention to all the details of the surface of Mars and the launch facilities that are aiming for Mars, especially in Boca Chica. Then there is commercial space as well. So congratulations to Bob for 12 years of following a story that 12 years ago, Bob, no one would have believed we're about to launch Starship. And at the same time, I am linked on Starlink to a satellite that I can watch pass overhead that is owned by a private enterprise. 12 years ago, Bob, that was only in your imagination. That was not in the news. So congratulations.
Thank you, John. Yes, I was talking about the idea of private enterprise is the only way to do this for more than two decades. And it's very gratifying to finally see private enterprise prove the point.
Private enterprise, rich private enterprise. Listen, I've got Starlink in my home now. And when everybody catches on to the fact that this is an extremely reliable and cool mechanism, I feel like I'm a Starbase, Bob. That's what it feels like. I'm participating somehow. This is the way you get to go to Mars. You get to read about it and watch the Starship on your Starlink system. So we go immediately to Mars because there are two rovers on Mars we care about a lot. Curiosity, the original big one, and Perseverance, Percy. And the difficulty with Curiosity is in the wheels, always has been. And Bob has new pictures to show that in climbing up the hill on a rough surface, there looks to be more damage. Not a profound, Bob. I don't think this is this mission ending. Do you?
No, no. In fact, last week they did an update. We reported on this in which they said they discovered more recent damage over the last 6 months, and therefore they were going to do their periodic survey, picture surveys of the wheel twice as often. Instead of every 1,000 meters of travel, they'll do it every 500 meters. But this week I was able to locate the pictures that they've taken, and there's a standard wheel that I use over and over again because it's a good baseline to see how things are going. And I post the older picture versus the new picture. And these pictures are taken 6 months apart. You can see them on Behind the Black. And I've got them labeled so you can really see the difference. And though this wheel has shown almost no damage for the last 3 years, through January of this year, it had pretty much been stable. And that was including the initial climbs into the mountains. In the past 6 months, there is some damage, new damage. And that damage occurred while Curiosity was attempting to cross the Green Hoo pediment. And they backed off from that. They retreated. It was just too rough. And it appears they made a wise decision because you can see I've got it marked where there's one piece of metal that disappeared in those 6 months, broke off. Nothing else changed. They're being careful. It does appear the Curiosity can manage and handle the normal rough terrain of the mountains. They just cannot go across the roughest spots, John. That's really what it comes down to.
And to Perseverance, this is damaged by what looks to be a surprise. Wind damage, Bob?
They have two wind sensors on Perseverance. This is to literally measure the wind, the speed of the wind as it goes by. One of those two wind sensors was damaged by wind-blown material. They call it a tiny pebble, but a pebble makes it sound much bigger than it probably was. We're talking about a very large speck of sand, probably, or smaller. But nonetheless, that speck was big enough. It hit the wind sensor, one of the two sensors, and did some damage to it. They're dealing with it. It's got some redundancy so they can get it work. The actual rover is in no danger at all. But this is just indicates, you know, this is you can't call a mechanic out to fix it. It's right there, and you got to deal with the problem, John.
And the wind sensor, Bob, is not is still nominal, or do they?
They have two of them. So one is working, and the other one, they have ways to retune it to make it work, getting around the damaged material. They have other undamaged detectors that they can use as part of it. It's got redundancy. So this is not critical, but it does indicate, you know, it's an alien environment, and it's multi-million miles away. You can't call the repair guy out.
What is Lucy, and what is the update?
Okay, Lucy is a American mission to the Trojan asteroids that are visible fore and aft in Jupiter orbit. There's clouds of asteroids before and after Jupiter in its orbit, and Lucy's going to go to both. Lucy was launched in the fall. Upon launch, they tried to deploy both of its solar arrays. They opened like fans. One of them did not open all the way, and they have been working at it in the last 6 months to try to get it opened. And over through June, late May and June, they did repeated attempts using multiple motors to get it open, and they've got it opened 53 degrees out of 360 degrees, which they think is almost perfect for the whole mission. The spacecraft is now going to go into a period where it's not it can't communicate with Earth very much, and so they're going to hold off further attempts until it returns to full communications in October. But this is positive news for Lucy, John. That's the basic piece of news.
South Korea getting into the game, Bob. The new administration in South Korea is extremely friendly towards Japan, the United States, compared to the previous administration, and now it has a lunar orbiter. When is it going to launch?
It's going to launch in August. They've just shipped it to the United States. It's called Danuri. It's going to be launched on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket on August 3rd. It's going to orbit the moon and take, observations of the moon itself. And it'll also be testing the technology. They are, of course, learning how to do this, so it's as much a technology test as anything. But, yep, they're in the game now, John, and it's on its way to the U.S. for launch.
Back to the future, Comet 67P. We spent, I think, a whole summer on Comet 67P, and it is now providing evidence that the solar system is, well, what have they discovered in the solar system, Bob?
When Rosetta visited 67P CG in the years 14 to 16, it spent a lot of time studying the chemistry of this comet. But at the time, they only could list some of the exotic and not-so-exotic molecules they discovered. In the 6 years or so since, scientists have been going through the archive of data, and they've now been able to get a much bigger picture. And what they've discovered is that the organic and complex molecules that are found on Comet 67P CG are very comparable to the kind of materials you find on Earth, on the asteroids, on the moon. It essentially tells us that this comet is the same as the rest of the solar system, which tells us that this is expected, but it's a confirmation of the expected mission, of expected discoveries, and that's the big deal, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, 12th anniversary of the founding of Behind the Black. Your subscriptions and donations are most generous. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.